We start the program talking about what I think it's a very fluid space, this world of payment, money, wallets and so forth. We've spoken in the past about the transition from people using cash to plastic, from signing a card to having to enter a PIN number, from entering PIN numbers to just pay waving, from relying on your banks to be the distributor of your money to some other bodies and institutions. Computer giant Apple has introduced its pay service in the United Kingdom. Now, the UK becomes the second market outside of the US where Apple has turned on its Apple Pay technology. So what it means is that instead of swiping a card, because apparently now that's old hat, or handing over your cash, you can use your Apple device. And the suggestion is that would be, you know, your Apple Watch, iPhone, new generation iPads, as your own sort of tap-and-go payment system. Wonderfully convenient. Apple, though, have, of course, just done in the business of, you know, making life convenient for you. Beyond making their devices even a larger necessity in your life, this sort of technology, in fact, means Apple gets to split some of the transactionary costs with the banks, the sorts of costs that are accrued whenever you pay, looking to maximise your own convenience. And it's that last component of this is which is largely why we haven't seen the technology rolled out in Australia as yet. The banks and Apple need to work out the split. And you can sort of understand what the sticking point here is, can't you? Because right now the banks get all of it. So they're certainly not in a rush for that scenario to change. According to the Financial Review this morning, Australia also leads the world in contactless payments as a proportion of total transactions. What that means is we love PayPass in this country. And this Apple technology, and then on Samsung and Android and others like it, is going to have wonderful success in countries where we're not already paying this contactless sense. So what happens here in Australia? Are we going to be next for this to be rolled out? Or are some of these hurdles going to be too much to overcome? And I guess more broadly, where are you at with this, folks? I mean, is pulling the card out of your wallet now so inconvenient? Is time so short that we just don't need it? Or is it just a natural evolution toward a time when, look, if you don't need cash and you don't need your cards, well, you don't need your wallet and your phone can be all of that in one. Is that a convenience you're looking forward to? Or does it all sound like too much trouble? 8223-0000 is the number. Our IT commentator, Still Garian, is on the line. G'day, Still.
G'day, Will.
Can I? What's your opinion on this? Is this an inevitability, or is there still some question marks about this tech in Australia?
I think it's inevitable that Apple Pay will roll out in Australia because, you know, we are a relatively rich nation. We're only, 23, 24 million people, though. So it's not quite as an attractive option for Apple. And as you pointed out, Australians and Australian banks are actually amongst the most technologically advanced in the world. And we may whinge about how terrible the banks are, but actually they do have good technology. They do get it right. And that figure for Australians on contactless payment, it's already 60 to 70% of all card payments are already contactless in Australia.
That's phenomenal.
So, there's a number of advantages to something like Apple Pay, though. For a start, it's more secure than just the card because the plastic card is a dumb device. You know, you wave it over the terminal and it pays. That means if someone nicks it from you and just goes up to the bar and goes, swipe, there you go, the next round was on you. But the smartphone has a whole lot of authentication mechanisms in it. You actually have to log in. So the phone knows that it's you. The phone knows its physical location, and that adds in security. Also, as you get more and more transactions mediated through apps on your phone, it makes it a lot easier for the app developers who, in the case of an iPhone, already have to have a relationship with Apple to get the app on the phone in the first place.
Yeah.
It's kind of tick one more box and they get a payment system logged in as well.
Mm.
The other thing why it's going to be inevitable is that the combat now is not just over who gets to process the transactions. It's who gets the raw transaction stream at the front end. And so if your payment goes through Apple Pay, it's Apple who gets to know that you spent $55 at the bottle shop or $200 at the medical specialist or $5,000 at the helicopter hire firm.
So it's about information as well.
Yeah. Apple gets that raw stream and the bank doesn't. The bank just gets a stream of transactions from Apple. So it's kind of, you know, there's a lot of value, as we've discussed before, in knowing all of those fine-grained details about where you're spending your money.
Can we take a step back for a moment? I was looking at the process to authenticate a card or to allow Apple to process transactions on your behalf. And I reckon if we talk about it, I guarantee half our audience is going to lose interest immediately. Now, at a later date, they might say, I'm on board because this is now trustworthy and it's so widespread. But take us through the process because it involves taking a photo of your bank-issued card, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, at some point, Apple has to do that initial transaction of, yes, you really are the owner of this card. And taking a picture of the card with the phone is part of that process. It's actually no big deal. You just point the camera's phone at the card and go click. And then Apple says, right, okay, we now know that you are that card holder and that lines up with the other information and off we go. And you can then store multiple cards in the phone, so for the Apple Pay system, and then you go, all right, I want to put this one on my credit card, or no, for this transaction, I actually want to put it on this other card, and so on. And it means, I mean, I find the burden of having to carry your wallet and cards with you is I don't think something that's going to cause the fall of Western civilization or your hernia to kick in or whatever it might be. I think that's really overstated a bit. But then, I mentioned this on Twitter a few minutes ago. I mentioned that I was about to be talking about this topic on the radio. And look, someone just did come back and say, yeah, it's going to really save me having to carry my wallet and card.
Well, hang on. I think I can see what the issue is here. It all comes down to whether you own a Costanza wallet or not. Because for those of us with the giant George Costanza-esque wallet, it can cause back issues still. I mean, I think there's something in this.
I have relatively simple arrangements compared to many people I know, and yet I've still got a Medicare card, a couple of bank cards, loyalty cards for various schemes, and I've still got more than a dozen things in my wallet, and I know people have got far more. So, I mean, perhaps there's something in that, and perhaps there's something in the fact that if it's all in your phone and your phone gets lost or stolen and you've locked it, well, no one else can use that.
Yeah.
You know, you haven't...
You can't lock your wallet, can you?
No. And I think all of us at some stage or other have lost a wallet or purse, and it's not convenient to make all of those calls and get all of the cards reissued. So, I get that there is some convenience in this. I get that we really are using our smartphones more and more to be the absolute centre of our life and our communication. I heard on the radio the other day on another network, Dolly magazine now, which is aimed at the kind of 13 to 17 year old female market.
Yeah.
They have video on their website. More than 80% of the video watching on their site is on a mobile phone.
80%.
80%.
Oh, that's staggering. So, this is it. This is about making the mobile phone. I mean, it shouldn't be called the mobile phone, should it? It's literally the mobile everything. It is your entertainment. It's your phone. It's your wallet. It's your cards. Your receipt. It could be everything.
Absolutely. Look, the only thing I really use it for making calls with is calls like this one. Everything else is email and messages and apps. Phone calls are, really dying away. And I notice this when I'm on a train or something, and the people making calls on their phone are the less literate members of society and people who aren't, computer literate. They're older or they're less well-educated and so on. Everyone else is just silently sending messages and so on. The kind of making the phone call in public, which, when it began, mobile phones in restaurants and how dare you, and now, then the calls in restaurants and bars became normal, and now it's starting to become
full circle
around. No. There are other better ways of communicating. To tell someone that you'll be home at 6 o'clock, why do you need to have a voice conversation for that?
Hey, Stu, before I let you go, I just wonder, does Apple, and it sounds like perhaps they do they derive enough benefit from this technology being rolled out in a market like Australia to get over this business about transaction costs and negotiating with the bank? I mean, at the end of the day, do they make enough out of this that they don't even have to worry about that part?
Look, I suspect so. I mean, Apple will, of course, being the company it is, negotiate for the best deal it can. And as you say, you know, that split is going to be less in Australia for all of the reasons we've spoken about.
Mm.
But when it comes down to it, it's hardware and software that's already in the phones they're selling, and all they've got to do is flick a few switches at their mothership in Cupertino to turn on the software. And the cost for them to doing that is nothing.
Yeah,
you know, it's a few cents. So, yeah, it'll just happen. And they're very good at making the little marginal increase in profit. It all adds up.
Still, as always, a pleasure speaking with you, mate. Thanks for your time.
No worries. We'll catch you later.
That's our IT commentator, Still Gary. And we've got some texts and thoughts coming through at the moment. Jeff asks, what about driver's licenses, Medicare cards in your wallet? Guarantee, Jeff, this is all going to be part of these things will all transition across. I can see no reason why that won't happen. Do we want this? I'm not sure. How do you feel about that? You don't carry the wallet around. You don't get the big Costanza. Could be happening. Let's go back to the issue for a moment. Chris Hamilton's the CEO of the Australian Payments Clearing Association. He's been listening to this conversation unfold. G'day, Chris.
G'day, Will. How are you?
I'm well, mate. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure.
What do you make of the state of play at the moment with regard to the rollout of this technology in Australia? It sounds like there's some hurdles still to clear.
Look, there's no doubt some commercial negotiation to go on, but there's no question that this technology, you know, we're ripe for this technology. I think it's already been mentioned that we're one of the fastest growing markets for the wave and pay use of cards in the world. And, Apple Pay and other technologies that use the mobile phone build on that set of rails. So it's important to realise that this is not taking away your bank account or taking away your use of a card,
sure,
that's what you're using. It's actually building on the networks and the infrastructure that exists for all of that and providing more convenience on top of it. So there's no question that we'll have Apple Pay, but we'll also have, you know, all sorts of other solutions which will be rolled out in the coming years. There's going to be a lot of new choice and a lot of new ways to do payments, coming through your mobile phone. And it is about choice. I think if people don't want it, they don't have to take it.
Sure.
It's going to be about having a wider range.
From your perspective, are there drawbacks to this evolution towards contactless, using alternate technologies as a sort of third party to transactions, you know, making it just not you, the cashier and money, but introducing Apple or introducing someone else instead of a bank? Are there any drawbacks from your side of things?
Look, it really boils down to personal convenience. So, my dad's 80-something and he's unlikely to start using his phone in this kind of way because it's not the way he grew up. He controls his own budget and he understands how he, you know, spends money using different tools. And that's fine, right? He's probably still at the check butt era of evolution. And there's going to be a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
But I think the way to really think about this technology is how it enables a wider range of things for you to happen just that bit easier. It's not just about having different ways to pay. It's also about having the ways that you pay built into whatever else you're doing. If you think about it, no one ever wakes up in the morning and goes, you know what, I really want to make a payment.
No.
That'd be kind of rare, right? The only case where I can think of where there's a little bit of that going on is when you make a charity donation, where actually the point of the thing is to make the payment. But even then, the real point's actually about helping someone, you know, helping a good cause or whatever it is, right? Instead, payments are a means to another end. And the real power of the technology we're seeing now is to allow you to embed the payment in that other end so that it becomes completely seamless. But these are practical examples, right? I'm walking towards my favourite coffee place to get my regular morning, whatever it is, you know, skim latte with a half twist of lemon or whatever your order is.
Yes.
I've been going there for years. They know exactly what I have. I can ask them to make it on my way there on my mobile phone, not worry about the payment because that's all handled by the app. Let's not worry about how that happens, but yep. this is the enablement that, yep. that is possible. So that when I arrive, there's no standing in queues. There's no ordering and waiting.
Mm.
I just pick up my coffee and go. So that's a very simple example of how this technology enables more convenience in all sorts of ways.
Mm. It is extraordinary. Amazing how quickly this has all changed. I'm just thinking, in terms of payments clearing, I mean, you would handle things like checks as well. You mentioned, 60 to 70% of payments are now contactless. Where is something like the check these days? Do you have numbers on that?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So the check is in rapid decline.
Yeah.
And we've done quite a lot of work on this, and I've been talking on this issue a fair bit. Unlike in a couple of other countries, it's unlikely anyone's going to set a formal end date on the check in Australia. But what people are already finding, and will find more and more, is that people don't want to take their checks. All right, this is quite a common problem now that someone wants to pay you by check, and the recipient goes, "I don't want a check. That's how I've got
to do with that.
Go down to the bank and present it." Right, this is just not worth it. So, any other way would be preferable. And so we need to be and have been developing alternatives for all those contexts where cards are not all that convenient. And they are convenient for lots and lots of things. And so there are other technologies coming along which will also impact the mobile phone that are not card-based, that are electronic payment-based. There's a new thing in Australia called the New Payments Platform, which is being worked on by all of the financial institutions and the Reserve Bank working together, which will bring another layer of choice to this world and give you instant payments on your mobile if you want. But again, it's all about that enablement I was talking about before, just making something else you want to do much more convenient and seamless.
Yeah. Chris, great speaking to you, mate. Thanks for your time.
No, it's a pleasure.
That's the CEO of the Australian Payments Clearing Association, Chris Hamilton. Are you ready to give up the wallet, folks? Are you ready to retire the wallet? I mean, if this were rolled out tomorrow, look, it could happen tomorrow. And if you know, it seems entirely feasible that the license, your Medicare card, and other things could be similarly digitized. I mean, all we're talking about here is just taking a photo of it and sending it off. So it's all okayed for this to be done in this digital manner. I don't know how people feel about that. You're ready to give it up, though. And again, I reiterate, I am. I'm from the, Costanza wallet mold. I saw it from that perspective. I like it. But there's a lot of other elements to this I kind of feel a little bit uneasy about. Just introducing another person between you and the transaction that's being completed, isn't it? I love convenience, but I must agree with Stilgarian. I've never thought, damn it, it's so inconvenient having to pull a card out of my wallet. If only someone would come up with something that would make my life easier.